I have some very special guests in the studio today. The Virginia Choristers are here, along with their director, Linnell Ettinger-Cordzaya. Linnell also directs the American Youth Harp Ensemble. Linnell, welcome to the studio today. It's unusual to have 10 singers in the studio with me.
It is so exciting for us to be here with our wonderful Virginia Choristers Chamber Choir. It's a small group of select singers and one of the members of the American Youth Harp Ensemble. As always, we're so thankful for the community idea stations and the wonderful support that you lend us in promoting our upcoming concert, which we hope everyone will come to this weekend.
Absolutely. There are a couple of events going on Saturday. Harp, the Herald Angels play. The concert starts at 3 o'clock, and there's a prelude at 2:30. And then in the evening, Winter Wonderland is at 6:30. Linnell, tell me about these events. And you have a new location, too, which we should point out.
We do. We're thrilled to be at our new home, which is 7th Street Christian Church on the corner of Malvern and Grove. And our programs have expanded so much that we actually needed to hold two concerts this year instead of one to accommodate all of the people that are interested in coming and all our supporters in the community that have adopted this as a Richmond holiday tradition. So this year we're actually doing a concert earlier in the afternoon that is harp focused with the American Youth Harp Ensemble as the stars. But the Virginia Choristers will be doing the prelude at 2:30. And then in the evening, the concert Winter Wonderland, we flip it. And the Virginia Choristers are the star, with the American Youth Harp Ensemble doing the prelude at 6:30. So folks will get a chance to hear both groups at either concert, depending on what they love the most. They can hear harp-centered or choir-centered.
Just come to both and have dinner in between.
I think that's the perfect solution.
And you are at the 7th Street Christian Church. That's on Grove Avenue. Again, that's this Saturday. Now, we have a little mini concert to perform here in the studio today, and I don't think we've done this before, so I'm really, really excited. Welcome to the 10 members of the Choristers and one member of the Harp Ensemble. What have you got for us today?
The first piece we will be doing is the Personnette Hodier from the Rudder Dancing Day. He was inspired by Benjamin Britten to do his own lessons in carols, and it's an absolutely beautiful piece. So this one is Harp and Chorus.
By John Rudder. Enjoy.
Personnette Hodier, voces puerore, laudantes jucunte, qui nobis est natus, sumo Deo datus,
was terrific. Some real talented youngsters. Always great to show off our young talent across Central Virginia. Linnell Ettinger-Cordzaya is here, director of the Virginia Choristers and also the American Youth Harp Ensemble. You know, Linnell, we talk about the harp ensemble, it seems, all the time. I'm not as familiar with this group of choristers, but if there are youngsters out there that want to get involved, what's the best way to do that?
We have a website, virginiachoristers.com. We are always encouraging students that are interested and love to sing to let us know. And we have rolling auditions so they can join at any time. We are so thrilled with how the program is growing, not just in size, but in quality. The Virginia Choristers sold out Carnegie Hall last year in June, and not even last year, just this past June. And now they're headed to Wales. They've been invited to perform for the Welsh version of the Proms. So it's a huge opportunity for our students. The event is attended by over 1,000 people, but will be broadcast internationally. So the Virginia Choristers are on their way to being the ambassadors of song for the state of Virginia. So we're proud of them.
That is terrific. And virtually any ages, right?
We start at the age of 7 all the way through high school. And we have multiple levels. So we have a training choir program as well as a touring choir, which is a large group of 30, and our chamber choir that's here today. And we will be starting a young men's chorus very, very soon.
Ah, all the young boys out there, you can get involved with the Virginia Choristers. All right, let's hear a little bit more music.
Excellent. So the next piece will feature Megan Neal, who is one of our senior American Youth Harp Ensemble students. And she is playing the most beautiful transcription of Silent Night by Franz Gruber. And it's transcribed by Carlos Salcedo.
All right, let's take a listen. Thank you. So great, Linnell, to have a live performance right here in the studio. And we always talk about the American Youth Harp Ensemble, and it's really about helping to promote the instrument, isn't it?
It certainly is. We pride ourselves in playing repertoire that people wouldn't expect to hear on a harp. So we play all of the beautiful harpistic pieces, but we also have a very vibrant repertoire that includes everything from jazz to world music, new commissions, new compositions, and we take that music all over the world. The American Youth Harp Ensemble has done 21 international tours since they were founded in 1999.
Just amazing stuff. And we've had several guests here in the studio that have been playing on your concerts. The Royal Harpist, former Royal Harpist, Claire Jones was here earlier this year, which was fabulous to have her here in the studio. And you've always kind of challenged me as to what we can fit here in the studio. And you've come up to a new level today with 10 singers and a harp in this very small radio studio.
Wait till you see what's next.
but it's great to have all of you here. Really quite a pleasure. Can we hear a little bit more from the choristers?
Absolutely. The next piece by the choristers is In Dulce Jubilo. It's Rutter's arrangement of this beautiful German carol, sure to put everyone in the holiday spirit.
We are continuing our mini concert here in the studios of WCVE by the Virginia Choristers and one of the members of the American Youth Harp Ensemble. Linnell, why did you select your particular member that's in the studio today?
Well, Megan started the harp when she was 5 years old, when she was a student of mine at Richmond Montessori School. And so she is now 17 years old. She's in the process of applying to Oberlin Conservatory and to Michigan and to Rice University. So she's headed to college next year. And I thought this was very special to bring
Absolutely.
Her as a senior this year.
And what is it like transporting all of these harps all over the world?
It keeps us young, Mike, truly. We are very fortunate. The Salvi Harp Company in Europe sponsors us when we do our tours there. We're often invited to perform at harp festivals, so there are already harps in place. And then we partner with amazing musicians such as the Royal Harpist for our Wales tour, who already have a whole cadre of harps available for us.
But I have to ask you, you know, like a pianist who travels around and performs, it's not the same when you're performing on another instrument than the one that you're used to performing on, right?
That's part of the interesting challenge, for sure. The students have to be ready for it, just about anything, and definitely able to change strings and fix harps and do whatever is needed, because we often find that the instruments are not as well maintained as ours. So it's a good experience.
I don't take it for granted that I'm a clarinetist and I just pop the instrument right over my shoulder. It's so nice and easy to transport, but the harp is such a wonderful instrument. It is worth doing what you are doing. What's up next on our program?
Next on our program is a wonderful piece in Hebrew. It's Vusvet Zayin.
Song. Gott sein, als Magik wird kommen sie gar. Geräumten Träumen, Reismen, Bäumen, Ofen, Gassen, Brennen, Fim, Papier, Wellen, Meer, Bäumen, Bäumen, euer Brick, katschen sieg, in unser Land zurück. Fuß wird sein, als Magik wird kommen sie gar.
So wonderful to hear this group of talented singers, the Virginia Choristers, here on 88.9 WCVE, and their director, Linnell Ettinger-Kordzaya, has been talking with me today. They are doing some concerts this weekend on Saturday at 3 o'clock with a prelude at 2:30. Harp, the Herald Angels Play with the American Youth Harp Ensemble. That's at 7th Street Christian Church. And they are kind of the highlight of the evening concert, Winter Wonderland, at 6:30, if you are just joining us. And Linnell, you have a couple of websites, so I'm going to ask you where our listeners should go for more information.
Of course. So AmericanHarpEnsemble.com and VirginiaChoristers.com, both websites. There's the opportunity to purchase your tickets there. We are encouraging people to purchase them early because we've had robust ticket sales and we want to make sure everyone has a spot. I also would like to just take a moment to say thank you to Galen Elliott Young, who conducted the last two pieces, and to Fran McDaniel, who was the soloist on our very first piece.
And she was fabulous.
Absolutely fabulous.
And we have another work for solo harp. We want to feature Megan once again.
Yes. So the next piece is O Tannenbaum. Again, a concert fantasy. So a virtuosic treatment of the famous German carol by Carlo Salzedo. Thank you.
And Linnell, I wanted to ask you about preparation for their individual concerts and rehearsal time. Is it an unusual amount of time compared to most student groups for the harps or the choristers to put one of these amazing programs together?
Well, we do rehearse every single week. The choristers have a 2-hour rehearsal once a week. This group rehearses for an hour. But they're very dedicated students. They work hard outside of rehearsal time to come to rehearsal prepared. So one of the big tenets of our programs is that we're teaching students not just to be great musicians, but to be great individuals who go into life with skills that make them valuable in whatever profession they choose. And part of that is taking responsibility to be prepared for a rehearsal or for a job or whatever it might be. So there are important life skills that students are learning along the way.
So terrific. And we're almost out of time, but I know the students really want to do something fun. Some Christmas music maybe do you have on tap for us? We have a little bit of extra time for you.
We do. That's wonderful. Well, Miss Galen, would you like to do Santa Baby? Okay, Santa Baby.
The students have been waiting for this, so I wanted to give them that opportunity.
Bum, ba-bum, 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 doo-doo, ba-bum, doo-doo, ba-bum, doo-doo, ba-bum, 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 doo-doo, ba-bum, doo-doo, ba-bum, 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 doo-doo, ba-bum, doo-doo. So hurry down the chimney tonight, doo-doo, 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 doo. Oh yeah, do do ba bum do do ba bum do do ba bum ba bum ba bum do do ba bum do do ba bum do do ba bum ba bum ba bum do do ba bum do do. So hurry down the chimney tonight, do 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 ba do ba do.
Think of all the fun I've made, think of all the bells that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good. You check off my Christmas list.
Do 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 do. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Do 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 do. Oh yeah. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Do 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 do. Oh yeah. Do 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 do. I don't need a phone, Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry, Santa, just hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry up, Santa, just hurry tonight.
All we need is a studio audience in here for a big round of applause for the Virginia Choristers. Hopefully you are applauding at home. They are performing this weekend on Saturday. And we do have one more thing that is going to be performed by Megan on the harp, I believe.
Actually, I think we'll round out our mini concert with Deo Gratias by Benjamin Britten from Ceremony of Carols. And I just wish that everyone could have been here, Mike, because if they could have only seen how cute the kids were when they were dancing to Santa Baby, it's just so much fun.
I know, it's not the same on radio, although we are, I believe, on Facebook Live right now on our WCVE page. So
excellent. Well, we are going to finish with this piece. And before we do, just a huge thanks once again to you, Mike, and to Community Idea Stations for hosting us today. It's a thrill and an experience the students will never forget. So our final piece.
All right, thank you all for coming today. Let's enjoy.
Deo gratias, Deo gratias. Heavenly fountain, bum. bounden in a bond for thousand winter, the haughty not too long. Deo gracias, Deo gracias. And all was for an apple that he took, as clerk is finden, written in the book. Deo gracias, Deo gracias.
A wonderful live performance here in the studio by the Virginia Choristers and Megan, one of the members from the American Youth Harp Ensemble. Thank you all for stopping by. And Linnell Edeker-Gordzaya, thank you for arranging to have these guys come in and play a concert here for us in the studio.
Thank you so much for having us. And we look forward to hopefully seeing everyone that was listening at the concerts this Saturday.
That's right. And we'll repeat Harp, the Herald Angels Play, Saturday's concert at 3 o'clock, Prelude at 2:30 at 7th Street Christian Church on Grove Avenue, and the Winter Wonderland concert taking place at Saturday at 6:30.